At a televised news conference, relatives of the three girls made an emotional appeal for their return. Renu Begum was clutching a pair of her 15-year-old sister's pyjamas as she begged her to come home.
This is my little sister's pyjamas. She didn't take anything with her. She didn't take anything with her. And we just want her to come home. If you watch this, baby, please come home.
And Abbasi Hussein, carrying his 15-year-old daughter's teddy bear, called on her to abandon her plan to join ISIL.
We miss you. We cannot stop crying. Please, think twice.
The departure of the three girls came totally out of the blue for their families. They say the girls, who are all hard-working, grade-A students, had not shown any signs of sympathy with Islamist terrorism. Erin Marie Saltman of the Institute for Strategic Dialogue says the girls are part of a small but growing trend.
We've seen 50-plus British females travel already in the last 2 to 3 years to join Islamic State. Many of these girls are quite young, within the late teens, early 20s. Across Europe, we've seen a few hundred women, actually, 300-plus women that have gone over. So the UK actually has quite a high number of women compared to some of the other European countries.
The fate that awaits the three girls has been spelled out in online Islamic State videos like this one. Girls may be married to a jihadi fighter at the age of 9. Their role is to stay at home, catering for all their husband's needs, bearing children to populate the caliphate. Their only focus, faith and homemaking. Which makes it all the more mystifying why young women raised in the liberal West would want to become a jihadi bride.
ISIL have had a very aggressive social media online campaign of deliberately targeting girls, and they've had a great success.
Sara Khan of the anti-extremism Muslim group Inspire is campaigning against what she calls ISIL's pernicious propaganda.
They are saying to young girls, first and foremost, that the West is at war with Islam. Come and it's a religious obligation to come and build the state. So that's the first thing.
But in reality, she says, ISIL is merely seeking sexual partners for its fighters. These are just sexual predators stalking their highly vulnerable prey.
We've been calling it jihadi brides, but these are young 15 or 16-year-old girls. My own view is that this is a form of grooming. It is so similar to child sexual exploitation, for example. I mean, these young girls, they're befriended online, they're told that they're loved, you know, they're showered with praise and flattery.
But the latest three girls to be lured to Syria are described as highly intelligent and level-headed. How can they have fallen for ISIL's propaganda, especially since the group's utter barbarity and depravity are well known? It's not only the beheadings and crucifixions. In this ISIL video, jihadi fighters gloated and joked about the non-Muslim women they've captured and sold into sexual slavery. Why were the most recent jihadi brides, intelligent, educated young women, not disgusted by this repellent group? Saja Mughal, a civil rights activist, says as the daughters of immigrants, they may be culturally confused.
These are girls who are battling with their identity here in the UK, asking themselves questions in the sense of, are we British or are we Muslim? Not understanding that actually they both can go hand in hand, but for them it's a conflict. And so they're attracted to this one community over in Syria to bear the children of the Islamic State and to increase the Ummah, so to speak.
The Ummah, or global Muslim community, is mostly appalled by ISIL and its death cult. In this speech, an ISIL leader brags about following the path of terrorism. We will prevail, he says, because our enemies love life while we love death. Back in Britain, Renu Begum has been left to mourn the loss of her younger sister and to curse ISIL's campaign of jihadi bride recruitment.
It's a really cruel and evil thing to do, to convince such young girls at that age that are so vulnerable, and so it's just wrong, it's evil, it's a really evil thing to do. You're breaking up entire families.
Some commentators have criticised the British security services for failing to spot the radicalisation of the three girls and for allowing such young people to fly to Turkey without adult supervision. But outside their families and their community, there's much less sympathy for the girls. There have been widespread calls for them never to be allowed back into Britain. Stephen Beard, DW, London.